Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Let's go to the other side of the world now, because the Republic of Ireland picked up their first ever point at a major women's tournament as they played out a goalless draw against Nigeria in their final World Cup group game in Brisbane. Our reporter Samantha Libreri spoke to Irish fans after the game. She got the views, their views on how the tournament went overall for the girls in green, and with Vera Powell's contract about to expire, what role they'd like to see her playing in the future.
Great tournament, great for the girls. A lot of journey, a lot of travelling, but you know, we're going to build on this. September, play the North, and it's all about Zurich and Geneva and Basel in 25 and go on to the Euros. What's great here, it's all about kids and it's all about families. You don't get that at the men's game. I know, it's a friendly atmosphere.
Where next for this team and for Vera Powell?
Well, I don't know, like, she's got it to her first tournament. Don't make harsh decisions. Jack took us to three tournaments. Give it a bit of time.
Great performance by the girls, really proud. They've done us proud all tournament.
What do you think now about Vera Powell's future? Should she stay on as manager?
Definitely, and I think the FAI need to do something very, very quickly.
I think the girls are just really unlucky not to get something from this game. Like, as in, like, maybe not tonight, but over the other two games, I think we deserve to get a win.
The big question now is about Vera Powell's future. What do you think should happen next? Should she stay or should she go?
I think maybe it's time for a new change, maybe something fresh for the girls in green. I don't know. I think what she's done is phenomenal, and like, we can't fault her for that. And what she,
I feel like there's no doubt what Vera's done is amazing. So whatever happens next.
And what do you think? Should she stay or should she go?
I think we're leaning on the go.
I think they played fairly well. It's not clear now what will happen with Vera Powell next. What do you think should happen?
I really don't know. You know, it's like any blame will be put on, you know, Vera. But she did what she could. She did good, I think.
I thought the girls gave it their all. Really strong defensive performance. I thought Courtney Brosnan's save was absolutely outstanding. Like, I mean, it was Peter Schmeichel-esque.
What do you think should happen now with Vera Powell?
I think she deserves another campaign. I think Ireland have had a very respectable World Cup.
Yeah, great to get a point on the board. Absolutely magic. First point in a major tournament, and like, we can build on that.
What do you think about Vera Powell's future? There's an uncertainty over that now. What do you think should happen?
Vera has been exceptional, I would say, for this team and this squad. She's brought us to our first World Cup. That decision's in somebody else's hands, but for me, Vera's been exceptional as a head coach of this national team.
They've done excellent. They haven't let the country down.
The focus now is on Vera Powell's future. Do you think she should stay on?
I'm unsure about staying on, but I definitely think in terms of looking at our players, we do need to produce younger players.
I thought it was an outstanding match. Both teams played invigorating football tonight. I am a Matildas and an Irish fan, born in Ireland, raised in Australia.
What do you think about Vera Powell's future? It remains uncertain. Do you think she should stay on?
She should absolutely stay on. I love her. She's a fierce, strong woman, and we need women like her leading our teams. Yeah. Absolutely.
They'd been very unlucky. I think if they had held out for a 1-0 at halftime against Canada, I think we could have qualified for the next stage. But they've just been absolutely immense.
What do you think should happen now with Vera Powell?
I think you've got to respect the lady for what she has achieved. She's got us to our first World Cup. We're limited somewhat in attack. Is she going to change her approach? Who knows? If this is the end, which most people are saying, she's done a great job, and I think the next person can maybe build on what she's achieved.
There you go. Mixed views there. Samantha Libreri with the views of Irish fans in Brisbane as the girls in green signed off their World Cup campaign with a hard-fought draw, it must be said, against Nigeria. Now, after the match, RTÉ's Tony O'Donoghue spoke with Vera Powell for her reaction to speculation about her future.
When you look at the huddle afterwards and the way the players embraced you and the spirit that seemed to be there in that huddle, did it concern you then that the players didn't appear to be backing you earlier in the week when they were asked about your future?
Well, they were actually very upset. Megan Connolly was upset by the way it was interpreted. And I said, don't worry, I know how you think about me, because I know how they think about me. So, it is also if a player thinks, yeah, what am I going to say? There's no clarity. Do I now need to say something? Because they don't know what the FAI will. They know and want. They are players. So they have the next game in September. It's unfair to put that on their plate, I think.
Do you feel that some of the other issues around the squad, including some issues concerning you about those allegations from America, had a negative impact?
Definitely. And I'm so proud of myself, of my professional experience and knowledge, that I could put it aside and that despite that, I've brought this team to the highest performance ever.
And do you feel that the players do support you and want you to continue as the manager?
I did not feel any different, but that is something that comes after. I think if you see the project that we had over 4 years, together with my staff, together with everybody around, with the people of the FAI, it's incredible what we've done, and we are far ahead of schedule. If you would have said 4 years ago that we would be here now, and with this play, everybody would say you're crazy. But we believed it, and we outbelieved it.
Do you think and do you wish to be involved with this group of players going forward into the next European Championship campaign?
Yeah, what I said is that I was clear. I've been clear from the start. So it's up to others now.
And there you go. It's up to others now. So says Vera Powell. That's Tony O'Donoghue there speaking with Vera Powell about speculation surrounding her future as Republic of Ireland manager. But when you read Gavin Comiskey's match report from Brisbane in the Irish Times, let me read you just a little bit of it. And this is all, maybe it's media misinterpretation of the player's relationship with Vera Powell. I don't know, but let me read you two lines. Around the 70th minute mark, that Ireland captain Katie McCabe turned to Ireland manager Vera Powell with a specific demand. Freshen up now. He goes on to say the Dutch coach, Vera Powell, ignored the request, so McCabe took over, appearing to instruct Sinead Farrelly to drop into defence so she could raid higher up the pitch. And on the match goes, the report goes, now is this kind of almost like a little mutiny among the players on pitch? I think that's unfair, maybe. Maybe it's my inference. Is this a misinterpretation by media of the relationship between players and Vera Powell? Where is this all going is my question, I suppose. Is it an unfair vilification of Vera Powell? Did Ireland underachieve at the World Cup? All of these questions now, and maybe it's a good conversation to have, that the fact that we're at the World Cup at all and shows signs of progress. You can answer those questions and more if you want to 51551.